Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And it's been way too long since you've been here.
Yeah, it's been about 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
I don't either. I was like, when's Carrie?
I've been busy. No, that's not true. I haven't been busy.
I was so scared because you told me a few weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, that when the snow came, we would have to, like, be prepared for you not to travel.
No, not necessarily. Once I get new tires.
Oh.
Then we're okay. Right now, with bad tires, yeah, I might not show up.
So, last week, it was a little slippery.
It was?
And T-Squared came. But she lives in Parker.
I know, she lives 5 minutes away.
I was like, oh, timing. So, then when it was snowing on Saturday? Yes, Saturday. I was like, oh, please stop by Monday. Please. I was praying to God. I was like, please stop the snow.
I would still figure it out a way. If I scheduled it, I'd figure out a way.
I am going to make Steve show me how to do Skype. Just in case.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You have a brand new iPhone 6 Plus.
That'd be fun.
And Skype would work lovely. And then I have Kim Eden. Have you seen her?
Yes.
She is a huge supporter of us.
In Nebraska.
Yes. No, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah, one of those.
Don't lump them.
Sorry, Kim.
They don't like them lumped.
sorry, Kim.
But I really want to get her on because she's a huge supporter, and I've never actually met her, but I will one day.
She'll be fun.
Yeah. So since you and I met last, yeah, I got you into all of these great fall television shows.
Yes, you did. That's why I haven't been here. I'm mad. I was mad at you. They canceled. I got into these shows. They're canceled. They're
all
over.
All of them. Except Marry Me. Did you even get into that one?
No, I didn't like it.
I didn't like the first one, but the rest were okay. But yeah, they canceled Selfie, Bad Judge, A to Z, and Manhattan Love Story. I just watched the last Manhattan Love Story yesterday, and I was very sad. Because I wanted to see where it progressed.
It was a cute show.
It was going on pretty well.
It was a really cute show. I have gotten into Stalker.
Huh?
Stalker.
What's that?
It's on ABC, I think.
Is it 30 minutes or an hour?
It's an hour. It's a decent show, but it's predictable.
Steve hates predictable shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I mean, all the shows that got canceled, he's like, yeah, I could have told you. Because they were kind of predictable.
I didn't think Selfie was that predictable.
I love her.
I do too.
I want to be her.
Well, I loved her.
Did you see her chalkboard walls?
Yeah. I loved her from Doctor Who. I mean, she was my
you
favorite.
You and Min Min.
Mm-hmm. I loved her from Doctor Who, and I was so excited to see her in the show. And this is your fault because you got me into these shows. I would not have even known about any of these shows except you told me about them.
And last year this happened to me.
And that's why I haven't been here because I've been mourning.
But you've forgiven me, right?
I have forgiven you.
Because I motivated you to catch up on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, you got me into Sons
of
Anarchy.
Okay, so recap. How many episodes have you watched since the last time you were here? No judgments.
The last time I was here, I hadn't watched one.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
I have not watched
and
one
you're caught
single.
Up.
Yeah, and there's 89 episodes now, and I have watched 89 episodes in 3 weeks because Netflix is my new boyfriend. I've told you that. Netflix is totally my... I probably need a life.
No.
And so this woman, she was telling me, she said, oh, I love Sons of Anarchy. I watched the first 2 seasons in like a month and a half. I'm like, you are such an amateur. I watched 89 episodes in 3 weeks.
That's 89 hours.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Because they were like hour and a half long episodes.
I'm actually telling everybody how much
I don't have
a life. Because I have a job, too. So I have a job. Where I couldn't watch it. And so that means that pretty much all the other time was watching Sons of Anarchy.
Jax is one hot piece of meat.
Jax is absolutely, he is absolutely hot. But this season I've broke up with him.
Right. So he was supposed to be Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Would that have not been amazing?
Well, you know my feelings about Fifty Shades.
I know.
So we won't get
but
into
that. But I just
that.
Watched the latest trailer the day before yesterday, and I was like, I'm still mourning the fact that Jax is not 50 Shades of Grey guy. Anyway, okay, so Sons of Anarchy. It's the very last season. We have 3 episodes left. You're all caught up.
Mm-hmm.
You watched last week?
Mm-hmm.
OMG. So, You told me you have your prediction. Let's go. Come on.
I don't necessarily have my prediction. I know what I want to happen. What I want to happen is I want Jax to kill Gemma.
Amen.
That's what I want to happen. Yes. But then at the same time, it's...
The little boy's got to be involved somehow. And which scares the crap out of me.
What's fascinating to me, though, is Kurt Sutter, who wrote it,
is a weird man.
Well, and he's married to
Gemma.
Gemma, you'd think he'd have made his wife a little nicer.
Why? You should follow him on Twitter. I know you forget you have a Twitter account.
I do forget.
You really need to follow him on Twitter. He is a messed up man in real life.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he has, just some of his... I had to stop following him because it was bringing me down.
Well, then I'm not going to follow him.
Well, no, I think you would be smarter. I think you would be smarter to look beyond what he was actually saying mm-hmm. to what he actually meant. But I agree with you. I think Jax is going to end up killing Gemma.
It's an intense
but
show.
But I think everybody else is going to die before it happens.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be they will be the last two standing outside of the children. I don't think the children will die. I think the last two standing will be Gemma and Jax will kill her. But we only have 3 episodes. I'm like, come on, get. Bobby's died. We should let people know this is a spoiler. Because there's people, it's probably sitting on there.
Maybe we should stop talking about what's happened now. Because I know I do have friends who are behind.
Yes.
It is intense, though. At the end of each one, you're like, did that seriously just happen?
I know. Are you able to watch the gruesome scenes? Yeah. I'm not. I have to look away.
Yeah.
The Bobby eyeball, the Bobby fingers. I did not watch that happen.
I mean, some of them make you cringe.
Opie, I didn't watch the Opie thing. I knew what was happening. I went into the kitchen and did dishes.
That made me sad when Opie
I cried
killed.
Even not watching.
Yeah, I liked Opie.
Yeah.
Intense show. I am back to my, kind of superhero, sci-fi kind of stuff.
Like?
I've just really got into Arrow. It's on whatever. What is CW? So it's on that, but I'm watching it on Netflix. It's a good show. I like it. It's the superhero kind of, Batman sort of drama.
Okay.
But it's a fun show.
How many seasons has it been on?
It's on the third. So
that's
it's a
good.
Pretty current.
It's not going away. It's not getting canceled.
No, it's on third, and I realized you can tell if they're going to get canceled. Like, if they already know. Like, if they already know they signed up for the whole season, you can tell on Prime because you can buy the entire season. They won't sell the entire season if it's been canceled.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, explain that again.
So, on Prime, there's some shows you have to pay for on Prime. And you can buy the whole season. There's no offering. You can tell if it's been canceled because there's no offering to buy the whole season. But you can also tell if there's an offer to buy the season, then it's going to continue at least for that season.
Dang. How's Marry Me looking? Have you even looked?
I haven't looked. I love that girl. I watched the first one.
The first one was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
But it's the only one standing from all. But I love that girl actress. I don't know her name. She was Penny on Happy Endings. And I think she's just adorable.
I don't think I've seen Happy Endings.
It was canceled last year. After like 3 seasons. So maybe the 3 season rule. I have bad luck for television shows. Wee.
I am, of course I watch Big Bang Theory.
Ooh. We've got some news to talk about. But first, let's do Woman Crush of the Week, because I get that out of the way.
All right, you go ahead and do yours first.
Okay, so last week I found myself in a little bit of an emotional rut, and I didn't know why.
That's where I've been for
PMS.
2 months.
Mm-hmm. It was just me being very unmotivated to do anything in life. But my boyfriend sent me a link to a big news article about Betsy Johnson, because he knows I love her, mm-hmm. and she just immediately... brightened my day. So right. She is my woman crush of the week. Do you know who Betsy Johnson is?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because I was speaking with someone that didn't, and that made me very sad. But if you don't know who she is, always has a smile on her face, very carefree attitude. She is a designer. a fashion designer best known for her feminine and whimsical designs. Lots of pink, lots of floral, mm-hmm. but then that edgy, like, yeah, spikes fun. And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she is known for doing a cartwheel and the splits at the end of her fashion shows, which is pretty amazing because she's 72 years old.
Isn't that incredible?
Incredible. She had a reality show last year, and I don't know if it's coming back, but I watched that one. Again, I'm bad luck to television shows.
I'm not following anything you tell me to watch again.
Unless it's been on for like 5 seasons.
Exactly, like Sons of Anarchy.
Right. My favorite quote that I found from Betsy is, "Girls do not dress for boys. They dress for themselves and, of course, each other. If girls dress for boys, they just walk around naked all of the time."
That might be the truest statement I have heard all week. And I have referenced that so many times. So true. And really, I dress for comfort.
It's cold outside.
I got to go home before I came here.
Nice.
So I could pick up my new phone. I totally dress for myself. You know, I buy fancy shoes because I dress
for... They make you feel pretty.
Exactly. It's all for me. You know, guys don't care. They really don't.
I gotta wonder, how do you and T-Squared walk in this stuff, though, with those shoes you own? She was like...
In, like, snow?
Yeah, and ice, because the snow turns to ice, and she was walking in these heels last week, and I'm like,
They're kind of like cleats. I don't generally... No. I'll usually put on boots or at least my tennis shoes. Like, if I'm walking from the parking garage to my office, you know, I put on tennis shoes because it's bad for the heels.
Right.
Can I walk in it? Yeah, of course I can. See, and I'm fortunate because I have big feet. I think that's why I'm able to
wear... What size do you wear?
Such 10s. So I think that's why I'm able to wear such incredibly high heels, and they don't bother me ever. Because it's a PSI thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a pounds per square inch thing. And, you know, that's spread over more. I'm going with that.
There you go.
It's so funny, though, now that we post all the Sexy Shoe Sundays, there's always a couple of women that will not wear heels, and they have to criticize you for it.
I haven't gotten that.
That's so terrible.
But I've only posted twice.
Yeah, it's so bad for your feet. It's so bad for your feet. And that's fine. I've been wearing high heels forever.
Right.
And I don't experience any of the things that they claim I'm going to experience. So
keep on keeping on.
I'll be 70 with my walker and my high heels.
I can see that completely.
Totally.
Who's your woman crush of the week?
My woman crush of the week is actually a man, but a man who does... No, I will explain this to you. He is totally a man confused. Who does something pretty incredible for girls. You know, one of my big causes is that healthy body image, you know.
Just right. And I love that about
learning,
you.
Learning to really just love who we are and to see each other for our own beauty, you right. know. I think that's extremely important, you know, to not compare each other, you know, just liking who we are, finding our own beauty. Well, one of the things where it starts really young, I mean, most girls, they talk about, I mean, girls start talking about being on a diet, you know, 9-year-olds on mm-hmm. diets, and their mother supporting it.
Right.
That's something that's so sad to me. Well, it doesn't just start with media. It starts with Barbie. So if we turn Barbie, uh-oh. And I had Barbies, you know, I wanted to be a fashion okay. designer, so I had Barbies, and I designed clothes for Barbie. If you turn Barbie in with her proportions into a real woman, her neck would be too narrow and too long to even hold up her head. Her waist is so small that she could have half of one kidney and maybe half of a liver. Her ankles would be 6 inches and her feet like a toddler size 3. So, I mean, really she'd be this, and her boobs are so massive, she'd probably fall over or definitely have incredible back pain. You know, so, I mean, really, if she was really put into a real person, she'd be this deformed thing of boobs.
Have you seen the women that have had the plastic surgery?
Yes. I think that is so crazy. I just think that is so sad that somebody dislikes themselves that much mm-hmm. to do that. Well, anyway, so my woman crush of the week is a man, and his name is Nicolay Lamb.
Okay.
He is an artist and a researcher. Now, what he does with some of his artistic skill is he went to, he looked up, you know, with the CDC, the average size 19-year-old.
Okay.
And created a Barbie, you know, still the blonde and everything, with those proportions, real proportions. Now, interestingly, our average 19-year-old is still pretty thin.
Right.
But you put her up next to Barbie, and she looks fat. She does. She looks fat. That's She's so not. Sad. But I think it's such an incredible thing that he's marketing this. He's also done some interesting things where he's put, like, real faces next to doll faces. And when you see them next to each other, you start to see that the real-life thing is just so much prettier, you know? Mm-hmm. The same with his Barbie. I'll send you the pictures. Maybe yes, you can post them.
I will.
The real-life Barbie is actually much more pretty and much more feminine than Barbie as we know it. So I love this idea that he's doing this. So he's my woman crush just because I think it's going to have a huge positive influence on girls. Women.
Yes, mm-hmm. And girls. Nice. Mm-hmm. You're so smart. Just, of course you would bring a man into the woman crush of the week and turn it to be awesome.
He does seem a little feminine.
No judgments.
I hope he doesn't listen to this because I might be way wrong.
Do you know
there.
Him?
No.
Oh, why would he listen to... Oh, I mean, he totally could.
No, he actually makes the list of, the best... who's our heroes for, body image and everything.
It.
He makes that list. You know, there's
it.
A few plus size models that make it, but he makes all of those lists because it's incredible what he's doing. I think it's
awesome.
A huge impact.
That mm-hmm. is awesome.
And when it comes from a man, I sometimes think it has a little more bearing on how women see it.
Definitely.
You know, when men say, yeah, we're not all about this perfection and this plastic, you know, when men say that, I think women listen to it a little bit more.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Which is sad.
Right.
So... we're going to do Hollywood happenings. Now, if you've listened to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine since Carrie started sitting in with me, you know that she has said that she is not a Hollywood happening type girl. So I have kind of kept this out of her podcast, but she has said on Facebook for the world to see that she is now a Hollywood happening type girl. So what you got?
To some degree. So I watch sometimes, I just told you the story before we got on here about how I watch, I have a 60-inch TV, but I watch on my phone or on my Kindle.
Right.
If I watch shows on Prime on Kindle, it has the X-ray thing mm-hmm. where you can pull up all the cast members. It shows you who's there right then. You can pull them up and it says like where they were born and what
like their
else
Wikipedia.
They've been in. Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
It's the IMDb. Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's that stuff. So I'm learning names.
Yay. So mm-hmm. what, any news?
No.
Okay, well, we're progressing.
Yes. I know names. I know like all of the actors and actresses on Sons of Anarchy.
Which is way better than me.
And it's,
I'm not good with names.
I'm excited about this. I have no idea what's going on in their real lives.
In their real lives, which is probably normal.
I do know their names now.
Progress. So I've got some Hollywood happenings to share with you.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with some sad news. You mentioned the Big Bang Theory. And they lost a cast member.
I did see that.
So sad.
I did see that.
I didn't even know her name. Like, I knew her character. But Carol Ann Soucie, she passed away at the age of 62. So young.
Really young.
Yeah. Last Monday, November the 11th, she was battling terminal cancer. Cancer sucks. Mm-hmm. And she played the voice of Mrs. Wolowitz, Howard's mother.
Yeah.
So that's super sad.
It is. It's very sad. And even though we never actually saw her, she was still a pretty...
Huge.
She was a key part of...
Huge. Well, and you look at her and you don't see how that voice came out of that woman.
I know.
What the heck? Also in the Hollywood happenings, Taylor Swift took on Spotify, which I have been loving Spotify for the past several months, and now I feel guilty because they're not paying the artists what they need to be paying them.
See, that was some of my issue with Spotify. Plus, the reason I like to be surprised, I guess. And so it felt more like a playlist to me. And well, and so I'm thinking I can do a playlist out of my iTunes. I have 10,000 songs in iTunes, so I can do playlists. True. I like Pandora because I discover new artists that way. Mm-hmm. So I just put in a whole bunch of shuffle, and I'll be at work, and I hear something come up. Oh, I like that. Who is that? And that's how I ended up with 10,000 songs in iTunes, because I listened to it on Pandora. And ooh, I have to get that.
Right. And I did that on Spotify, but I would listen to a CD before I'd buy it on Spotify to see if it'd be worth it. And sometimes I wouldn't buy the CD because I heard it on Spotify. But she yanked her new CD, 1989, off of there. And I had been searching Spotify, waiting for it to be on there. Because I wanted to see if it was going to be worth it. Now I have to buy it to listen.
See, I always wondered if Spotify was sort of like file share, like a Napster.
But I don't think it is. I think the facts that I found from my research is the CEO of Taylor's record label revealed that the company only received $496,044 over the last year for her music. It sounds like a lot, but payouts for a popular artist could exceed $6 million a year, especially since she is, you could probably say, the number one artist in the world right now. As of last week, Swift's latest album, 1989, which was released in October 27th to be specific, has made more than $1.68 million. So for her to only receive $496,000 last year for her music, it's kind of like,
That's interesting.
And she's created a trend. Other artists such as Justin Moore, Brantley Gilbert, and Jason Aldean have yanked their music off of Spotify. And that's just as of a few days ago. There might be more now.
That's interesting. See, and that was something that was a little bit, a few friends told me, you should definitely get on Spotify and do like workout music. And I'm good. You know, when I have my phone, I'm working out, I have iTunes and I have tons of stuff. And as far as sitting at work, I like Pandora, but that was just, I never investigated, but it was something that I always worried about just because, you know, we have the past of like Napster and you know, I just wondered, are the artists getting paid for it?
And that's a good thought. I didn't go through the Napster thing because I didn't have internet back then. I was in Missouri.
I had a child who destroyed three computers by doing Napster.
I destroyed one through LimeWire. Bad news. So when I first tried to sign up for Spotify, I was prompted to pay for it. And I'm like, no, I'll stick with my Pandora, my iHeartRadio, where I have minimal control, but I can still kind of choose.
Right.
But then when Spotify went free for your mobile devices, I was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. But now I feel guilty and I stopped using Spotify because of Taylor Swift. Is that bad?
No, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
I think it's a good choice. You didn't know it before. Now you know it. And so now it makes sense.
Yes. Cool. Miley Cyrus is dating again.
I didn't know she was not dating or dating or anything. I wasn't quite sure she's old enough to date.
She is old enough. Oh. I think she's 21-ish.
Oh, okay. Well, almost 21. She should date.
She's dating Patrick Schwarzenegger, though. Arnold's son. With Marie Shriver. That's a pairing.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's around the same age.
I think he's
a very beautiful
this.
Kid.
I'm probably okay with this.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
see.
Like
I care.
I know, right? That's kind of, but I'm like, oh, she's dating someone.
I actually feel sorry for, you know, we all do our stupid stuff. I mean, there's so much, there's been
stupid.
So much criticism of, you know, Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus and, you know, just other children that grew up in the limelight. And I can't ever criticize them because we did stupid stuff, but we didn't have, the whole world didn't see it.
Right.
And we didn't have the money to do grand stupid stuff, but we did stupid
stuff. We probably
stuff.
Could have done scissor. Because that's pretty cheap, and that's what Justin Bieber has been high on.
For the last six months. we did stupid stuff, and
according to TMZ,
you know, we didn't have everybody watching it and judging us, and so there's I watch some of the criticisms that take place on Facebook, and it's like, please let them be; they're kids.
And you don't see me really posting much.
No.
I think there was something. There was a Miley Cyrus something when she first came out and started acting kind of crazy. And I will admit, when she chopped her hair off. I was like, what just happened? Like, you went from Hannah Montana to Pink. I wasn't prepared for this. But now I'm adjusted.
It's probably fairly, you know, of course, I don't know anything about being in celebrity limelight. But I'm guessing it's probably fairly confusing to come of
age. It's a reality we would never know.
Yeah, to come of age. in the celebrity limelight, and you kind of learn some degree of, I think you learn some degree of narcissism.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, so I like to just leave them be. Now, what I am criticizing, though, is what did Kim Kardashian do that made her famous?
I almost brought this up, and I was like, you know, oh my gosh. Last week, around this time, I was going through some traumatic experiences by looking at her posting. Oh my gosh, she hasn't done anything. Okay, she was Paris Hilton's friend, and then she had sex with Ray J., and there was filming involved, and then that got published. And then all of a sudden, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is now like our royalty.
So she made a sex tape, and that made her famous.
Pretty much.
And you know what? This makes me so incredibly sad about, what does that say about us as people?
Agreed.
We celebrate somebody who's accomplished nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, really,
lots
nothing.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
They have makeup, they have clothes, the Kardashians. It's so very sad. It mm-hmm. really is.
Yeah.
And then to show your boot, that has got to be photoshopped. Her hiney and her frontal, full frontal. Leave something to the imagination.
Yeah.
I didn't see her sex tape. I didn't want to see her full frontal, but I did last week.
I honestly, and now I didn't see any of the pictures I saw making fun of.
Oh, where they turned it into like the coffee coming out of her rear and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, and there was one of my friends who is a very great guitarist, he did a picture. I mean, he's just a Facebook friend. I know him in person, but we're not like friends. He did one where his face was on there with the champagne thing.
And Ellen has done, mimicked it, so has...
Well, Ellen has mimicked lots of commercials, too, which are hilarious. Like, she awesome. Photoshops herself into commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They're so funny. Have you seen her Photoshop herself into one of the Matthew McConaughey, the Lincoln commercials? Oh, my God, it is so
I'm
going
to have to YouTube that one.
It's so hilarious.
I love him. But those commercials are weird.
I think they make me want to like rent a Lincoln and just say wandering things as I'm driving.
Here, friend, hold my iPhone 6 Plus and videotape me as I drive a Lincoln. I will subscribe to that on YouTube.
Weird things I do for entertainment.
Oh, well, you said you've skipped the gym for the last week because you've been sick.
I was sick,
but you're feeling better.
I am feeling better.
I found this next set of advice to be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I waste my time in the gym, obviously. My favorite thing to do is the elliptical.
I think a lot of people waste their time in the gym.
They do. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. So these are some ways to stop wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Ditch the leg extensions and replace them with squats.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling Steve this forever. Because he loves all of those machines. And I'm like,
yeah,
I swear.
Yeah, I don't do machines.
You could get the best workout in our basement and not have to pay the money.
Right.
Because you can stop doing crunches and replace them with planking. I hate planking.
I hate planking too.
But that means that it's probably doing something.
I know.
I don't have the patience. Like, I always set my timer and I'm like, 15 seconds in, I'm like, oh my God, it feels like an hour. I can't do it. I'm shaking and it's all mental. It's all mental.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yes. Don't waste your time on the elliptical like I've been doing for the past 3 years. Instead, try walking on an incline, which I did this morning. I did. I don't know that
awesome.
It did anything.
It does.
You run on an incline, don't you?
No, I don't run on an incline. I mean, at the most, maybe 2%. I don't run. I hardly ever just do a straight run.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, you know, I do a lot of interval stuff because it makes the time go by faster.
And it keeps your body guessing.
Yeah. So I'll vary between speeds of walking on incline at various, and I get on the treadmills that have the 30% incline.
Ooh,
so I can vary lots of incline levels and stuff. And then I'll put in sprints. And so then when I did fall off the treadmill.
I would fall off a 30% incline.
Yeah.
Mine only
No, that's
15.
Not where I fell off. I fell off because I can do some pretty fast sprints for now. I used to be my regular running speed was like 7.5 miles per hour. That was my straight running speed. Well, now those are like sprints, and you know, and I'll build up a little bit. So I like to do speed sprints because it makes me it gets the high going.
Yeah.
So I like to do these speed sprints. Well, I thought I could get it up to 8.5 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
And I fell off.
Dang.
And this guy, he was so nice. He was next to me.
Did you have the safety thing on?
So nice. We don't have the safety things. I looked after you told me. We don't
know. You gotta tell the gym. They gotta fix that or they're gonna get sued.
No, I just fell and I was embarrassed and and I was really bummed that this really athletic guy saw it, but he was really, really nice. So that
did
was,
you get his number?
No, he was like 26.
Oh.
He was like, I have a daughter that's like that age.
Whatever.
He's fun to look at.
And then the last thing is stop with the abductor machine and mm-hmm. do lunges. Mm-hmm. I hate lunges, but Miranda Lambert swears by them.
Yeah.
So let's talk about dating.
Okay. I wanted to say something about the gym stuff.
Sorry.
I really don't do machines. I don't.
Except the treadmill.
Yeah. But as far as weight machines, I don't do weight machines. You know what I do is I found these, I used to do these workouts and, you know, they came out in like 89, 86, 89. You know, they were the first, Cynthia and Anna Benson, they were the very first people who introduced weight training to women, like the weights with cardio and heavy weights even, you know, I mean, these were, but they're so cheesy. I mean, they have like leg warmers and leotards and they play like classical music and they're in this museum type of setting. And I loved them and they were hard and I loved them. And, you know, it would put in some cardio, but they were just fun. I loved them. You also felt feminine. Because, right. You know, the leg warmers and the setting
you,
and
you
everything.
You planned your outfit.
Yeah. Well, these were the original Firm. Like, you know, probably everybody's seen the Firm infomercials and stuff. Mm-hmm. Those are not the original ones. And up until like a year ago, you couldn't buy them on DVD, you know, and I just have them on VHS and I don't have a video player. So I bought these on DVD. So that's what I do for weights. I don't do leg warmers.
And what's it called again?
The Firm. They're the original Firm.
They are the Firm. Yeah. Okay.
The original.
I thought you were just calling them that. No. Nope. They are actually called the Firm.
Oh, and they got like big names, like Janet Jones Gretzky. She was one of the instructors.
Oh, okay.
And you know, they got these big names as the instructors. So they're cool.
Nice.
I'll let you borrow one.
That'd be awesome.
And you could get some leg warmers.
I already have them.
I don't have any. I should get some.
I have big thighs and big calves, so,
you're so dumb.
I avoid warmers. Anyway, so let's talk about dating.
Okay, dating.
So you have a blog, and I think it was Friday I sent you the notes for the show, and you're like, oh, I'm going to have like so many posts this weekend. Be ready.
I was still
sick. I start promoting your blog everywhere yesterday, and then I clicked on my link that I had been sharing, and I'm like, September?
Yeah.
Come on, carry on with life.
Yeah, I do actually have a few things written. I still write things in notebook because I love the feel. So I have a few things. I did post something today.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few other things that are written that I just haven't done. A couple of people have also guest wrote for me.
Already?
I just need to edit and get those put up.
So do I need to start typing?
Yeah.
You said I could guest write.
Yes, you need to guest write. Guest write something. But I do have a few people who have guest wrote. Men!
All of a sudden, I feel very stressed.
I have a couple of men who guest wrote. And they're very good perspectives from a man's point of view.
Okay.
So I need to get those up. I'm, you know, for 2 months, I haven't been myself.
We all have those months.
Yeah, Netflix was my new boyfriend. I still miss Zach very much. And, you know, it's hard to kind of find your place. I never define myself by a man.
Uh-huh.
But when you're a part of a couple for a few years, to suddenly not be a part of a couple, it's hard, you know?
It is.
Especially because we did have a good relationship. We just had that wanting different things. And so, you know, I wrote a lot, but it was a lot of sad stuff, and so I didn't want to put it up. I'm also realizing, you know, when I did the Vodka Stiletto Princess, the reason I didn't want to do Vodka Stiletto Princess anymore is because it doesn't fit what I write. I do actually write much more serious, much more smart types of things. And now, over this past week, I've been thinking, you know, there's some really tough things I think I'd like to tackle on that. I mean, it's called Carry On Life. Life encompasses a whole lot of things.
A lot.
Yes. So, you know, I'm good at writing the stuff about relationships and, you know, I'm very good at figuring people out and that, you know, just understanding people. I have very good emotional intelligence. And so I'm good at that, but there's still some bigger stuff I think I'd like to write about.
That's exciting.
Maybe some controversial types of stuff. And of course, I'll put some humor into it because it's me, but I want to really start exploring this and putting bigger things out there.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So you posted something today, and it was while I was at work. I haven't been able to read it, so come on, Carry On Life. Throw it at me, verbally.
So what I wrote about was the nice guy who's actually not so nice, the self-professed nice guy.
Because of the nice guy's finished last mantra.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because nice guy, you can always
hear,
last.
Yeah, you can always hear some guy, basically what they're saying is, nice guys always finish last. Women never want to date nice guys like me. I hate those bitches.
Or they always treat me like crap. They take advantage of me when you don't.
And I think there are women who do take advantage of that. I think they leverage that. Absolutely. I also think, and this was a comment on my link today from my friend Bruce, that he said that I had good insight, but at the same time, there's women who do that too. And yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I intend to write about the women who do that too, where you're nice to somebody to get something back.
Right.
And so these men, they're like, it's like they're putting in some niceness coin into you, and out is supposed to, you're supposed to love them and also want to have sex with them. And you know, they're creepy.
And being newly single.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, you're thrown. Yeah, of course. You've been thrown to the wolves.
Yeah, of course they come out. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, I think that's kind of the way a lot of people respond, is they don't want to feel bad. And so it's kind of your instinct to find somebody else. I can't do that. I'm not one who can just jump into the next thing. You know, I did.
That's good.
All the time when I was younger, I did. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is I just kept dating the same guy with a different name. You know, so this gives precisely. You some time. I think really, I think is important is any relationship you have in your life in some way has the potential to grow you, whether it was a good relationship or not. Mine was a very good relationship, and it has that potential to grow you and change you and bring you closer to your North Star, that person you're supposed to be.
Right.
And I think when you just immediately jump into the next thing, you miss that opportunity to grow. And so I'm a big believer, and plus I'm a slow mover anyway. You know, no guy is going to be able to get into my pants just like that. It's just not going to happen. I'm guarded and I'm slow.
And that's how all women should be.
But yeah, a lot of those, the self-professed nice guys, they come out of the woodwork when you first break up with somebody because you're vulnerable. And I don't know. I think they don't think that highly of themselves if that's when they have to attack. But
ooh, she's freshly single.
Yeah.
I have a chance.
Yeah. But this is a very specific man. You know, this is the kind of man that one who, you know, I'm so nice. And she just wants some bad guy because girls don't even know what it's like to be treated well. And that's really not true. Most of us know what it's like to be treated well.
Right. We've been there.
Exactly.
We've been there.
We just don't want to be treated well by somebody who is charging a price for it.
Right.
So.
You're so smart. You're a man's worst nightmare. You have a brain and a vagina.
I actually have men tell me that. They're like, you're smarter than I thought you were. And then they never call you again. Speaking of, they don't call you anymore. Men don't call.
We were talking about this before the podcast, and Steve is the worst. My Steve, my boyfriend. I have been making a big effort because he travels frequently. Mm-hmm. And recently he's been traveling in the States, which means I can call him. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that when I'm able to call him is his nap time or his sleep time. And I'm like, oh, but I'm working on it. I'm working on more conversations over the phone. Because this whole texting constantly, it takes all of the emotion out of it.
People ask you out via text, and they break up via text. And I've been pretty lucky. I've loved some men who they're not that into the electronic thing, you know. And that's been. But now I'll get like emails. I get like random emails. Hey, you want to meet up? Who are you?
You want to meet up?
I don't know who you are. That sounds very,
like, scandalous. In the bathroom? Like, you want to meet up in the bathroom?
Is this, like, for a drug deal?
Right. I don't do drugs. Drug-free Colorado.
Or you want to, do you want to hang out? Or, you know, I think the new thing is they call it talking. That's their way of...
Well, you can't talk on a phone. I know. You could talk in person?
Well, they call it talking, and that means, from what I can gather, it means that a couple is screwing each other, but they're able to go and screw anybody else that they want to. I don't understand. I was born in the way wrong era because...
I don't understand, and I'm like younger than you.
I like courtship. I like dating.
Wooing? Wooing.
Yes.
Keep the wooing up, y'all.
Yes. I like a man who actually calls you up on, say, Tuesday or Wednesday and says, you know, and has a conversation and says, you know, you're interesting. Would you like to come to dinner with me on Saturday? And then they actually come and they pick you up at your house and they take you to dinner.
Right.
I like that.
But then you have that fear these days of people knowing where you live.
Well, I think a lot of that happens because of the online thing, the online dating thing. There's no way I'm going to date online.
Smart woman. Mm. Again, a brain and a vagina all together in one.
I mean, you know, I meet guys. I can meet guys at the grocery store. I met Kevin, pay him my $73 library fine at the library.
Ouch.
We don't need to ever talk about my $73 library fine.
Okay. Even though my brain's going, huh? You're a reader. That's what I'm going to chalk it off to.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yes.
You said you don't celebrate holidays once, and I need to know what that means.
I'm just not a huge holiday fan. You know,
so it's not like religious reasons?
No.
Okay.
Like I'm a Jehovah's Witness? Were you worried about that when I said that? Oh my God, is she a Jehovah's Witness?
If. I've offended her.
I tell Jehovah Witnesses, you know, this is the quickest way to get rid of them. When they, the Jesus pushers that come to your door, you just, oh, thank you, I'm Jewish. Oh, okay.
They got nothing. They got nothing.
I know. You can say anything.
Okay, good. Because I was wondering. I'm like, well, she said she doesn't celebrate holidays.
I will put a tree up. I suppose I'll put a tree up. And I buy my kids gifts.
Do you wait until after Thanksgiving?
I don't know, because I have a neighbor. See, for years and years and years, I never put a tree up.
Oh.
And then my friend Michelle, who I met from Facebook, her and her mom brought me a tree and ornaments and gifts for my kids and everything. I mean, it was amazing. This was an amazing, incredible thing. And I hope you're listening, Michelle, because that was an absolutely wonderful thing. Michelle and her mom, Linda. And so we put up the tree, and it was fun, and it was festive, and... I just don't understand holidays. I don't understand all the stuff you're supposed to do with holidays. And they creep up on you so fast.
They do.
You know.
That's where I've started planning for them as of July.
Yeah, I don't plan well. I might hire you as my assistant and plan for me.
Well, Thanksgiving is within the next couple of weeks. And this year I'm hosting. Well, Steve and I are hosting at Steve's house. But I'm cooking. So we are hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not done this for 10, probably 8 years. Almost 10 years. I'm scared to death. Like, before, people would be like, okay, you bring the green bean casserole. I got that. That's on the back of the can.
Right.
Or you bring the mashed potatoes. Google mashed potato recipe. Super easy. Not so easy. Not my favorite thing to do. So I've assigned that to someone else. I want some other recipes.
I can send you recipes. We hosted when I was married. We hosted every year.
That's awesome.
And so now people ask me, are you going to cook on Thanksgiving? No, I'm going to be grateful that I don't have to cook a darn thing.
That's awesome.
Because ever since I left my marriage, I haven't cooked a single Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Yeah. It was good with Zach because, you know, his grandma would do this mm-hmm. whole, and it was a whole Russian.
And that's how I grew up. Mm-hmm. Well, not Russian, but my grandma did the whole thing.
Yeah. That's how I grew up too. My grandma did all of it. And it was amazing. And somehow she managed to coordinate cooking all the stuff. And at the same time, she's like baking bread and cookies and for Christmas and, you know, all this stuff.
And then she goes away and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah. And I, you know, I did a decent job of it, especially considering we had such a small kitchen, but nah, I don't. And I don't even like Thanksgiving. I like the green bean casserole and I like the stuffing and the mashed potatoes. That's it.
You don't like turkey?
It makes me sleepy.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. I take the next day off.
I'm like, yay! Do you not do the Black Friday shopping thing?
Oh, heavens
thing?
To Betsy, no.
Me either.
You know, statistically, they brought this out last week. There are better sales the week before. Outside well, of now, that, like, two-hour window.
Well, now it's starting earlier. So it started, like, the beginning of November where they're doing all this sales. I don't step foot in a store except to buy groceries.
And you can do that online now with Walmart.com.
Yeah, I don't shop Walmart, though. Oh, so I don't, except to buy groceries, I don't step foot in the store, seriously, from like the beginning of November until, although I went to the mall last weekend. But
don't do it.
Yeah, from like the beginning of November up until, you know, the middle of January, I don't step foot in the store.
Wow, that's seriously. Smart. That's smart.
Plus, you can buy everything from Amazon.
You can. At a cheaper rate.
I bet you could buy a husband off of Amazon.
I'm not ready for that step.
Me either. But I'm just saying, if I ever get tired of the guys doing, hey, you want to meet up? Nope, I just bought me a husband off of Amazon, so you go away.
Well, if anyone out there, you're going to send me recipes.
I will send you some recipes.
If anyone else out there wants to... I've gotten a couple really good ones. Send me your favorite Thanksgiving recipes. That would be great. It's called the Thanksgiving Favorite Recipe Swaps. Email me at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. Twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com, all spelled out. Mm-hmm. And I will go through some of my favorites in the next week or two.
Sounds fun.
Now, I have been really working it on Twitter.
Okay.
So I found some great podcasts because I have found that podcast people listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you will find that blog people read other blogs.
Yeah, I need to find some good blog people.
So I want to say a big shout out to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. You have to listen to them. I posted the tweet.
Well, I'm taking notes because you know I'm not going to remember anything.
Well, this is an adorable, it's a couple. I think they're out of Kentucky.
Hillbilly, what is it? Hillbilly?
Nerd Talk.
Okay.
And the female's name is Petra. And listening to her, she seriously sounds like she's my sister from another mister.
That's so funny.
And so check them out. They're on iTunes just like we are.
Okay.
We're on iTunes, we're on Podbean, we're on Spreaker, we're on iHeartRadio. But you can subscribe on iTunes and leave us a comment, and that would be great.
Fun.
And we have you all set to come back next month, right?
Right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas.
Which
yay.
I don't celebrate.
Right, but not for religious reasons.
No, yes. Not a Jehovah's Witness.
That would you be know so, that's what
next
I
time
thought.
I'm going to knock on the door and hand you a watchtower. And that's ask you for hilarious. A quarter to pay for my watchtower.
Well, thank you so much, carryonlife.com, Carrie McLeod,
thank
for
you
stopping
so much
by.
For having me, Janet. This was a blast, and it's about time I saw you. It's been
I know.
Too long.
Let's not do that again.
Right.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a great week, and we'll be back next week. All right. Bye.
Bye.